You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, a little bit of surprise tonight in Detroit. Lakers lose to the Pistons. 107-92, the final score. Lakers now 14-6 on the season. Let me throw out the phone number here real quick because I'm sure there's a lot of Laker fans that want to react to this loss. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. We appreciate you guys tuning in. By the way, local coverage till 10 o'clock tonight. Scott Kaplan show will come up after we're done here with the postgame show. Okay, a couple quick thoughts here that I just want to get right out the gate. No Anthony Davis. So we got to keep that in mind in this loss. Got to keep that into consideration. We know Anthony Davis is AD just on the defensive side. If AD just played defense and was just on one side of the court, we know how that can impact the game. But I'm pretty sure there are a lot of Laker fans out there that are not in the mood to hear any excuses when you're playing a team that had four wins coming into this game. Let me also say this. Yesterday, the Lakers lost a battle against the Philadelphia 76ers. This is game five of a seven-game road trip. You're playing back-to-back. So there are some things that make this a more challenging game. Got nothing to say about LeBron James, 22 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, trying to carry this Lakers team as he always does. Got to get more from some of these other players. You have to. And by the way, this wasn't just tonight. Yesterday was the same thing against the Philadelphia, against the Sixers, especially the bench for the Lakers. I mean, Caruso had 10. I think I added up between Montrezl Harrell and between Kuz. I mean, I had all three, four guys up, and they had, I want to say, 8 or 9 points total. So when we came into this season, in the offseason, the conversation was, well, who's the third best player on this team? And most people started pushing away, okay, Kuz, it's not going to be Kuz. How can it be Kuz? You got Dennis Schroeder, who was runner-up, averaged 18-4 yes last year with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Montrezl Harrell, we know what he was doing with the Clippers, 18-7, won the Sixth Man of the Year award. Schroeder was the runner-up. I want to kind of target those two players for a quick second. Montrezl, 8 points. Dennis Schroeder, 10 points. Between those two players, 18 points from Dennis Schroeder and from Montrezl Harrell. The reason why I'm, I don't know if you want to say, going after those two players, AD's not playing tonight. This is supposed to be, this is a game Dennis Schroeder has to have 18, 20 points. This is a game that Montrezl Harrell has to have 18 or 20 points. These are supposed to be your third and fourth best players on this team. They got to come through, obviously, on a night-to-night basis. And, of course, there's going to be so much attention that goes to Anthony Davis, LeBron. We know what he's going to do offensively, get everybody else set up. But those two players, a night that Anthony Davis is not playing, you cannot have 18 points combined from those two guys. You just can't. They're too good of players, and we're depending too much on those two guys to only have 18 total from those two players. Okay, maybe it was an off night. Maybe the Lakers are tired. I get all that. I mean, I could sit here and kind of list down some of the reasons why the Lakers lost this game, but the reality is too much talent and depth on this Lakers team to not have more. So let's just kind of put it that way. Too much talent on this Lakers team to not have those two specific players come through for the Lakers. Those are the two that I'm going after simply because they're too good to have 18 points combined. Kuz, really nice game for Kuz. 22 points, 10 rebounds, 9-17 from the field. Kuz did his part. Okay, I know we are lining up the phone calls now. I'm going to start taking them in a second here. I want to go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel first. Let's get his thoughts on the game, and then we'll start taking some phone calls. 877-710-ESPN. Lakers lose to the Pistons, 107-92. Here's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel.
Hey, Luke, have you had a chance to talk to Kuz yet about that left ankle? And just how have the various injuries been impacting the way that you've been trying to go about things for these last couple weeks?
I have not talked to him other than on the, you know, he's in getting x-rays right now. You know, he came up to me. I was getting ready to take him out because I saw him limping in the third. And I forget if I called the time. A timeout happened, and I had
all right, we'll get back to that in just a second. Okay, let me take a couple quick phone calls. We're going to get Lakers head coach in just a second here. Let me take a few phone calls, and you guys can obviously give me your thoughts on the loss and really what the Lakers got to do to get back on track here. They've lost two games in a row. Daniel in Orange County. Daniel, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Daniel.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I thought Kuzma played great tonight. Obviously, he was home, so you know he wanted to play well. And I thought that I think they'll get back on track, and I think they're going to play better, obviously.
Well, I'll say this, Daniel, and I don't think – yesterday I didn't think there was going to be much an overreaction, and there wasn't because it was a loss to the Sixers, and Sixers are a good team. But I think tonight will be a little bit different. And by the way, it's fair. You know, I'm kind of on the same boat right now. The way I'm sitting here and seeing how the Lakers, just as a team, how much of a non-flow there was, especially in that second half. Yeah, that's a big difference in what we were expecting. Brittany in Los Angeles, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Brittany.
Hey, Alan, how's it going?
Good, man.
Just calling in, man, because like Daniel kind of said there, like what Kuzma did out there. It's two tough losses, man, that we've had in a row. One of the things that I kind of saw was that, you know, I know we have Schroeder as a starter. He wants to be that. But I kind of feel as though, like, we would have a better rotation if we were to, you know, kind of go back to what we did last year. LeBron kind of being that point guard, having Schroeder come off the bench when LeBron goes to the bench, because it seems like our offense just kind of goes still once LeBron goes away. So we kind of need somebody to be that offensive firepower as well as a facilitator when LeBron goes away. And we don't really have that, man, when he goes and sits down. So one of the things I kind of saw there, man, and I'm not really understanding, too, about AD, man, with the missed games that he's had, man, three missed games this year. And I know injuries happen, but, you know, LeBron rolled his ankle earlier in the year, man, and dude hasn't missed a game yet, year 18. So, you know, I think sometimes we need him to tough it out a little bit more.
Well, I'll say this, and I appreciate you calling in. I think some of it has to do with it's not a playoff game. It's back-to-back. If it was one of those games where, you know, he had to play, I'm sure he probably would have. But you're also playing the Pistons. The thought process is, look how much depth this Lakers team has. I mean, I sit here every day, whether the Lakers talk, the pre, post, whatever the case is, I'm blue in the face how much I talk about this Lakers' depth, right? That's one of their strengths. So even though Anthony Davis, we all know how important AD is to this team, but if Anthony Davis is not playing in a game against the Pistons, yeah, I'm still going to expect the Lakers to win. Why wouldn't I? Of course I'm going to still expect the Lakers to win. As far as Dennis Schroeder, I've said this now the last couple of games. If there's one area of Schroeder's game that I wish he would do more of on this team, He's got the ability to get to the basket. He's got the ability to, you know, hit that three-point jumper. He's got the ability to put pressure on the defense, get in the paint, and get layups. I wish he was more of a facilitator. I feel like there's no reason why he doesn't have 7 or 8 assists every couple of games, right? It doesn't have to be, okay, you don't have to average 8 assists, but can you have 8 assists every other game? Something along those lines. There's enough talent on this Lakers team. But, you know, the bottom line, Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell, those two guys I look at the most, especially when AD's not here, and they didn't come through tonight. All right, a couple more phone calls here. Let's go to Max in LA. Max, what's going on?
Hey, how are you, man?
Good, man. Thank you.
I know. I just wanted to say that that I think the Lakers will be all right. I think that it's not worth Anthony Davis playing on the second night of a back-to-back versus the Pistons. He's going to be there, you know, when we need him. Listen, LeBron is an Iron Man. You know, he's played all 18 games this season, 19 games, which is great, you know. And if his body allows him to do that, great, you know. But we need Anthony Davis for the playoffs. We need him for big games, you know, not to beat a four-win team like you're saying, you know, the Pistons.
No, and listen, Max, Max, there is a balance of this. I got to come up to a commercial break here, but I appreciate you calling in. There is a balance of how you're using AD long-term and short-term. There's a balance of how you're using LeBron short-term and long-term. But it's still the Pistons. I mean, there's enough talent on this Lakers team to, you know, obviously take care of business. All right, more of your phone calls when we come back. 877-710-ESPN, plus Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now Derrick Rose, look out. Rose throws an errant pass. LeBron steals it. LeBron ahead to THT. Three-pointer by Taylor Horton Tucker is good. And Taylor Horton Tucker has 13 points in 10 minutes, and it's a one-point game.
Defense to offense for the Lakers in that possession. Taylor Horton Tucker, like John mentioned, did end up with 13 points, 5 of 7 from the field. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. For more than 25 years, Adriana's Insurance has been the champion of savings. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. More options, no contracts, just savings. By the way, Lakers on the defensive side of things, two steals, three block shots. Every postgame I've done this season, definitely those are not the stats that I'm talking about. When you don't have Anthony Davis, obviously that changed everything from the defensive side. Had a couple people hitting me on Twitter saying that just shows you the MVP value of Anthony Davis. But with all that being said, I still, you know, I'd rather not make excuses, and I'm sure the Lakers won't either. It's the Detroit Pistons. 877-710-ESPN. We'll take some of your guys' phone calls. Before we do that, let's hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel on the 107-92 loss to the Pistons.
Hey, Frank, what did you see most of all in that second half? It was, I think, 34 points and just seemed like you ran out of gas. What stood out to you?
Yeah, I don't know if we ran out of gas. I mean, we just didn't have a great rhythm that second half in any way. You know, I mean, we'll go back and look at the tape and, you know, see where we went wrong. We didn't have as much of a defensive disposition, and, you know, that forced us to, you know, not get out in the open court. And, you know, playing without Anthony, we're just looking to find a rhythm with combinations that are not used to being out there. And we just didn't find it, you know. And, you know, we've been pretty good on the road, but tonight was definitely not our night.
Are there certain things that you're looking for aside from LeBron initiating on offense that either didn't come tonight and that you think still need to come along, especially if AD's out?
No, for sure. We have plenty of firepower to win this basketball game tonight. You know, I got to do a better job putting guys in the right spots to be successful and to use our depth, you know. But we just didn't get going in that second half.
Bill?
Hey, Frank. You know, you go back 24 hours and you guys had this, you know, great spirited fourth quarter in a close game where you were able to really summon something late. How do you account for the same team 24 hours later, you know, not being able to kind of, you know, draw on the same thing?
That's the NBA. I mean, that happens. You know, we were different tonight than last night, obviously, with the guys we had in there. But one night's different than the next, and there's different energy in every game. I thought we started the game with good energy, but, you know, down the stretch, we just lost rhythm.
Dave?
Frank, you thought your team would be a little edgy, a little angry about what occurred in Philadelphia. How do you respond to this one? You set out to not lose two.
Yeah, we have nights like this in a long season. You know, we'll be fine. We'll bounce back. You know, not happy. None of us are happy with how we played tonight, but we'll bounce back.
Dan?
Frank, you talked a lot about how you guys are going to get everybody's best shot a lot of times this season. Did you see that from Detroit? It seemed like they were really physically invested in the game, talking a lot and stuff like that. Did you feel like they were at a different intensity level maybe than you guys were?
Yeah, I thought our intensity, I don't think it was an intensity thing. I think it was more of an execution thing, you know. And then, like I said, the second half when, you know, when the shot's not falling, you don't have a rhythm in your offense. You know, your focus wanes. And, you know, you do credit Detroit. Detroit played a good basketball game. You know, but certainly this is a game we should win.
Last question, Kyle.
Frank, you guys had a pretty good record, you know, in games where AD didn't play or LeBron didn't play last year. I'm thinking of an OKC game where Kuz and Rondo kind of led you guys to a big win there. Do you feel like that part of your culture is still intact, or with the new group, do you feel like that will require just kind of building back, or do these things even carry over year to year?
I do. We have a team that can make up for you know, a couple guys being out, and you know, I think we'll be that way throughout the course of the year. But you know, tonight, like I said, you know, sometimes you just have some nights where you're off in a lot of ways, and that was us tonight.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. 107-92 Pistons over the Lakers. Lakers 14-6 on the season. They've lost two games in a row for the first time this season, and their second, obviously, straight loss on the road. Philadelphia yesterday, Pistons today, and the Lakers got the Boston Celtics coming up on Saturday. So you still got two games that are not going to be a walk in the park by any stretch of the imagination when it comes to these final two on the road. So Boston and Atlanta. Boston and Atlanta, and I mentioned where Boston's sitting at 10-7. Atlanta's playing 500 ball. They're sitting at 9-9 right now. Okay, a couple more phone calls. Let's go to Ken in Newport Beach. Ken, appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi there. Obviously, LeBron was tired. He's been playing unbelievable. The second half, he had 2 points. He was 1-for-12. You can expect that back-to-back with no AD. But I've had a concern since the off season.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen in my 50 years of basketball have a team win a championship and get rid of 50% of their players. They're clearly worse at center. Another zero game from Gasol. And also, as you pointed out, they're not getting assists like they did last year from their guards. And Schroeder's hitting 30% of his three-pointers. Do you think that they may be overmoved players this quickly after a championship?
You know, Ken, listen, it's an interesting question because I was talking to Michael about this couple pregame shows. Who did we have? We had Cavs, JaVale McGee, and then we had Philly with Danny Green and Dwight Howard. So I can't remember which pregame it was, but I asked Michael what he thought of what are the difference last season, obviously, to this year with some of the players. I agree with him on this front. The Lakers are more talented, in my opinion, than they were a year ago. There's more talent on this team because Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder are such upgrades, and 26, 27 years old, they're at the right age. I mean, I could go down a list of why the Lakers are more talented this year. The question is going to be, and this doesn't come over the course of a two-game losing streak, it just goes over the course of a 72-game season, at what expense? So what are some of the areas that you lost in? I will say, you know, just keep this in mind. Whatever holes that you saw from the Lakers tonight, I do think some of it has to do with the road trip and, of course, Anthony Davis not being there. And those probably go away as the season progresses simply because AD will be on the floor. And the Lakers have to have this proper, smart balancing act when you got a 72-game season. So I wouldn't be overly concerned, but you could still be disappointed on a loss from the Lakers where Detroit's not supposed to be in this game. Let's go to Mott's in Los Angeles. Appreciate you calling in. You're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud. All right, let's go to James in New Jersey. James, go ahead, bud.
All right, my friend called you yesterday. Since Kuzma had such a wonderful game today.
You know, by the way, you're right, and I have not praised him enough because he did it within the flow, wasn't forcing too many things. 9-17 from the field, 22-10.
Well, this is my question. Good time to trade him, THT, and a couple first-round draft picks for Bradley Beal. And also, I've called three times about Gasol, and you keep telling me that he's not the player he was 2-3 years ago. My question to you is, why did we pick him up?
Well, I guess they were trying to figure out with Dwight Howard, and I appreciate you calling in, with Dwight Howard signing, they had to trade JaVale McGee. Would you rather have JaVale McGee or would you rather have Marc Gasol? I get it. I understand. AD's going to play five for most games, just so you know. Yesterday against Philadelphia, AD played the five against Joel Embiid. Embiid was not the same player when AD was guarding him. As far as trading Kuz and THT and some draft picks and let's go get Bradley Beal, it's not happening. It's not happening because Bradley Beal is one of the elite players in the NBA. And if he's on the trading market, trust me when I tell you there's going to be teams giving up a lot more than that to go get Bradley Beal. All right, we come back. More of your phone calls. We'll continue to preview the Lakers versus the Boston Celtics. 877-710-ESPN. If you want to hit me on Twitter, at Alan Sliwa. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Point to the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. Lakers points in the paint 48-42. So they had a 6-point advantage. They lose a game by 15 against the Pistons, 107-92. I don't remember when I last seen a Laker game like this where they struggled so much offensively. In that second half, Lakers, 34 points total. 34 points total in the second half. Somebody hit me on Twitter. Pistons had 34 in the first quarter, so it just kind of shows how much the Lakers had 31 in the first quarter. It shows how much the Lakers struggled offensively. Next up for the Lakers, the Boston Celtics, and hopefully Lakers, you know, can figure out how to get back on track, and that's not going to be an easy game. These last two won't be easy. Every team only gets a couple opportunities to play the Lakers, and you know they get up for the champs, and you know they're getting up because it's LeBron. Hopefully AD can go in that one. Greg in Harbor City. Greg, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I'm just listening to, we'll do better next time. And it seems like no one's upset about this stuff. These are the world champs, and it's the Detroit Pistons. Mm-hmm. And one starter's out. And I'm not a Clipper fan, but I heard tonight three of their five starters are out, and they go whoop up on Miami. The Lakers should have smoked the Detroit Pistons, and there should be no excuse for it. Go down the bench. If these guys want some playing time, start producing. You know, you got to carry the weight for LeBron's tired. The bench has to help out. It's ridiculous. Someone needs to light a fire under their ass. We want to win. We had enough sucky years. Now we're the world champs. Let's just keep it going. I'm sick of this crap.
Greg, appreciate you calling in. Listen, man, you can voice your opinion anytime you would like. Is that probably an overreaction to losing game 20 of the season in a 72-game stretch where you're trying to go back-to-back? Personally, I think it's an overreaction. Would I like to have seen Dennis Schroeder have more tonight? Would I like to have seen Montrezl Harrell, you know, obviously play a lot better? But you're coming off a championship. The team still got a chance to go back-to-back. They're still going to be one of the favorites. Everything will be fine. But listen, nothing wrong with getting somebody's true, honest opinion right there. All right, John in Glendale, thank you for calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alan. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, man, I just have a couple of things. The first one is Marc Gasol, man. We can't afford to have a center that's giving nothing. I mean, what, two rebounds, maybe 3 points a game, if that. And the other thing that, we need to sit down, Matthews, and Thornton Tucker needs to play. I mean, I know he's young, but...
No, I'm not arguing that one. Yeah, I won't argue that one. And actually, that's a good observation. This is actually going to be a perfect transition here. So let me say this real quick. You said about Gasol. Gasol had 7 rebounds, 4 assists. He didn't have any points, only took 2 shots. I think Gasol has become a very easy target for Laker fans. But at the same time, I would tell you that there's other players on this roster that were expected to do more, especially in a game that AD is not playing. But some of it is warranted. I don't think all of it is warranted. Now, in regards to Wesley Matthews, Talen Horton Tucker, I tweeted out during the game that you got to get Talen Horton-Tucker more playing time. You just have to. He had 13 points, 5 of 7 from the field. Wesley Matthews has been incredibly inconsistent to start the season. And by the way, I'm disappointed. I mean, I was a big fan of the signing. I got really excited about Wesley Matthews. I just thought he's going to be what Danny Green was to the Lakers last season. That has not been the case so far. Let's actually do this, and we don't really get this opportunity too much to hear from Talen Horton-Tucker. Let's get THT's thoughts on the Lakers, a 15-point loss. Talen Horton-Tucker ended up with 13 points.
Yeah, Talen, what did you think was the difference in that second half when it appeared you guys were struggling to get going?
I feel like, you know, we think shots weren't falling for us, you know, and then we had some breakdowns on defense that, you know, caused them, you know, I feel like to get confidence and try to run with it.
Hey, when you're checking in these games, in this case, you were pretty effective right away. You're pretty efficient from three, able to get to the rim. What is it that you're trying to look to do in even if it's shorter minutes that you're getting? How are you still playing your game efficiently?
You know, with, you know, basketball being how it is, I would kind of, you know, expect to come in every game and try to be like that. But, you know, it's not going to be like that every game. So, you know, my goal is to come in and do kind of what I did today. So just anything to, you know, help us win.
Kyle Goon.
Hey, Talen. Frank told us early today that you were going to get some minutes tonight with AD out. How does it affect your mindset when you know you're going to play a certain role or when you know that you're going to come in on a given night?
I just try to stay, you know, ready throughout, you know, everything. Not kind of knowing what role I'll play when the game starts is, you know, kind of hard. So just being able to stay ready and just come in and do what I know how to do is just – you know, going to be good.
Julio? Julio, you can go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Talen. What is the biggest lesson to improve the Lakers game after these two consecutive losses?
You know, we're just going to watch film, go back, you know, have our meetings and, you know, just try to, you know, correct the little things that we, you know, had, the mishaps that we had tonight. And I feel like
it would
be better from
here. All right, I want to kind of play off of something that the last caller had. That was Talen Horton-Tucker right there. Lakers lose to the Pistons, 107-92. They're 14-6 now. About trying to find Talen Horton-Tucker some more playing time, and if that means, let's just say hypothetically, taking away some PT from Wesley Matthews. So the grind of the season that we keep referring to, Lakers are coming off the shortest offseason. And we know for LeBron James and Anthony Davis, Alex Caruso, Kyle Kuzma, a lot of these guys returned. Yes, did you lose five players and five new guys are on the roster? Absolutely. But one of the things I will say is Talen Horton-Tucker, I feel that the regular season should be kind of an incredible opportunity for him to hopefully get playing time. Maybe it's more strategic just because they're playing a bad team or it's a blowout and he could play a lot of fourth quarters. But I do want to see Talen get that run. I do want to see him. I think it's important for Talen Horton-Tucker to get that run because come postseason, maybe he is more of an asset than we thought. Maybe he will have an opportunity to come in games and drop 15 points when the Lakers are struggling offensively. So there is some curiosity and I think some hope to see if that could be a scenario that plays out and Talen Horton-Tucker can grab some of those minutes for some of those other players. But I will also say from coach's perspective, you signed Wesley Matthews for a reason. Your hope is that Wesley Matthews can finally get back into a rhythm. He hasn't been able to so far this year. Okay, let's do this. I know we got a lot of people that want to chime in here. 877-710-ESPN. When we come back, we'll start previewing the Lakers and the Boston Celtics. We'll take some of these last few phone calls, and then I'm going to throw it over to Scott Kaplan and the Scott Kaplan Show. Scott will go till 10 p.m. tonight, so he'll kind of continue this conversation and the reaction on this Lakers loss. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go
to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lakers lose to the Pistons. 107-92, the final. Another game coming up against the Celtics. That game is on Saturday, 5:30 tip. Pre-game show at 4 o'clock, so another big one coming for the Lakers. Let's take a couple quick phone calls here. Rick in Studio City. Rick, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I agree. Horton Tucker should be playing more. He should be playing more than Kuzma. I'm sorry, but you're praising Kuzma when he found about seven different ways to screw up the game tonight. I'm talking about not playing defense. I'm talking about trying to save a ball that was obviously off of Plumlee. I'm talking about taking drifting threes. He doesn't square up enough. I mean dropping
Rick,
the ball
Rick,
out of
Rick,
bounds.
Rick, this is
am,
Rick. This
I
is the wrong Rick. This is the wrong night to be coming at Kuzma. It's the wrong night to come at Kuz. It really is. Kuzma played 30 minutes, 22 points, 10 rebounds, shot 9 of 17 from the field, hit three threes, played under control. Did he have a couple plays where you could say, all right, Kuz, no, don't hustle for that ball that looked like maybe he wasn't sure of whether it was off the Pistons or like, okay, yeah, you can call that. At least the dude's hustling. Not tonight. Not tonight on Kuz. Trust me, there are plenty of nights Laker fans have an opinion on Kyle Kuzma. I will definitely protect Kuz on tonight. Listen, you should be coming at, we need more from Montrez. We need more from Dennis Schroeder. We need some of these other Lakers role players to have, especially with Anthony Davis out. Kuz got all those minutes because he's starting in place of Anthony Davis. That's why he got 30 minutes. All right, we disagree. It's okay. We disagree. Manuel and Gardena, what's going on, Manuel?
Sleeve Stack, I'm not sure if this last ass clown or the ass had a few callers to go take the cake. Are you kidding me, Laker fans, right now? First off, man, keep Kuz's name out your mouth unless you're going to say something positive. These are the world champs. This guy was talking about Vogel lighting a fire under the guys in January? Are you kidding me? Do they forget that when you're world champ, you're going to take everybody's monstrous hit. Everybody's going to have their career night when you come into town. I mean, guys, I don't know if this is your first championship run, defense, or whatever, but as fans, y'all need to take a Mashansky 3-foot bong rip and just chill, man, because this Lakers squad is going to do big things when they repeat, first off, and for Gasol and Matthews, can they have, like, a few months to try to mesh into this team? Come on, man. I'm disappointed in Laker Nation right now. Sleestack, keep up the good work. Laura, Jesse, Curtis, my man Caps, God bless.
Appreciate you calling in. Thank you, Manuel. Well, we know one thing. When Manuel gets an opportunity, we know he's going to deliver. Listen, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, if you're going to be upset about this loss, I get it. I mean, I'm a Laker fan. I'm obviously incredibly disappointed that the Lakers lose to the Pistons. But I think you also got to pay attention to big picture with this Lakers team and just understand this is part of the 72-game grind. Coach said this. Coach said, we'll be fine. We'll bounce back. He did say that everybody is upset. Everybody's pissed. But like I mentioned, this is not going to be – this is going to be one of those games that as best as we can, we'll look back on it and say, okay, this is one of the more disappointing losses of the year. But I just want to, you know, make sure that I emphasize as well, it's a 72-game stretch. You're trying to go back-to-back. You're going to have games like this. By the way, Lakers looked exhausted. They did. They looked absolutely exhausted. And to have in the fourth quarter 14 points, I think – if I'm right here, LeBron only had 2 points in the second half. Dennis Schroeder didn't score in the second half. Every starter on the Lakers was a minus. KCP last couple games has definitely struggled. So you got a combination now of two losses in a row. And this is what I'm curious about. I mean, it's all great when the Lakers are winning and they're going through every team, and it's just kind of a walk in the park like it's been so far this season. This is when we'll find out more about this Lakers team. All right, you're starting to get a little bit of adversity. Now, for the first time this season, this Lakers team has some real adversity. You lost two games in a row. Could have beat the Sixers. Had an opportunity to beat them. One possession, even though the Lakers did what they did, going 13 in a row, and then Tobias Harris in that final shot. But adversity is actually a good thing for this Lakers team. We're going to see what they're like. Okay, let me go to Kyle Kuzma real quick. Kuz, by the way, like I mentioned, the 22 points, the 10 rebounds. Here's Kyle Kuzma on his performance.
Hey, Kuz, could you feel a difference in the team in the second half from the first half? Is there anything that stood out to you?
Yeah, I think we just weren't connected defensively at the level we were kind of supposed to be. Individually, everybody made mistakes, and you know, collectively with those, made the team defense suffer a little bit. I think that was probably the biggest issue that we had, you know, outside of the other things, but I mean, things that we can control, probably that.
Kuz, I don't want to necessarily conflate this to this game, but is there any kind of difference when you're traveling city to city and not really leaving the room? Does that take a different kind of mental toll on you or anybody in the NBA from what you've seen so far?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, obviously it still is a mental toll. You know, everybody, you know, is locked away in their rooms and, you know, it's still a pandemic out here. So, you know, that's not an excuse to lose at all, but, you know, just everyday human life. Yeah, for sure. It's always going to be a mental toll.
All good.
Hey, Kuz. I know your mom did not come to the bubble last year. What was it like to have her in the crowd tonight and be able to see one of your games live? And did that make any difference for you, especially in the starting lineup?
I bet she was very, very happy to be there. You know, a couple of my cousins came as well. You know, my mom's been going through a tough time recently. One of her best friends has passed away. So I'm sure that, you know, her seeing her boy start, you know, playing the Pistons where I'm from means everything to her. So I'm glad that she was able to, you know, be there for that.
Bill?
Hey, Kyle. You know, you've been in the league for long enough now to know that one game is not necessarily an indicator of where you guys are going as a team or anything like that. But just knowing that, and like, I mean, you had games like this even last year and you won the championship, but how does a game like this hit you in the moment? And does that experience help you not take it too hard?
I mean, obviously you don't want to lose. You never want to lose any game. And then on top of that, you know, to a struggling team like this, you know, you never want to lose, obviously, on the road. You know, our mantra is we don't want to lose two games in a row. And, you know, at the end of the day, things happen. It's the NBA. You're not always going to bring your A game. You're not always going to win. Losing is a part of basketball. And like you said, last year, same thing. We had a long road trip. I think we lost four in a row. And still won a championship. So, you know, obviously, you know, now's the time. People want to speculate and do this and that. But, you know, we've been there before. And, you know, just got to find our way. It's a brand new team. And we're going to have struggles along the way. And that's just the beauty of the journey.
Dave?
Kyle, I want to stay on that subject if we could. Obviously, you guys have the experience of winning the championship, which I imagine would raise your standard of what you expect as a group. But you've also had the experience of recognizing that January is not July. So how do you guys balance that where you want to have a professional response to this, but also not necessarily dwell on it?
Yeah, you don't want to dwell on it, obviously, because the best thing about the NBA, we play 72 games. You know, really 82, but 72 this year. So we got another crack at it, in, you know, 36, 48 hours. You know, but, you know, it kind of just is what it is. We're a brand new team. You know, we're playing like 14 people. So, you know, it's a tough situation. You know, obviously we're working through things. you know, the coach staff is trying to figure out rotations and, you know, figure out what works, what's best, what players tend to play with, you know, certain lines. And, you know, that's just the point of the season we're in, you know.
Yep. All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there, kind of trying to put stuff into perspective here for the Lakers. 107-92, the final score. Next broadcast this Saturday, Lakers in Boston. So obviously the rival Celtics. Boston's in at 10-7 on the year. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum should be a good matchup. Pre-game coverage will start at 4. Tip-off will be at 5:30. As we wrap this up, no need to go anywhere. Scott Kaplan and the Scott Kaplan Show is coming up next. Cap will make sure to continue to react to this Lakers loss and hit all the other top local stories around sports. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza at Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.